In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the Sunday of the prodigal son, or the lost son. It is the third Sunday of the Great Lent. And as you all notice, that the readings of the church during the Great Lent is focusing upon a certain subject, that is repentance. And we can call the Great Lent is the season of repentance. And because repentance is very important, our church focus its reading along the whole Great Lent in order to encourage each one of us to repent and to be fruitful in his life. And I will start speaking about necessity of repentance. And we all know John the Baptist started his service and his ministry by this word. He came and started to preach in the wilderness of Judah, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This is the first words of the ministry of John the Baptist. Also, our Lord Jesus Christ started his service with the same words: "Repent, for the heaven, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Not only in the start of his service, our Lord Jesus Christ said that, but at the end of the gospel, we can read that our Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "Repentance, repentance and remission of sins would be preached to all nations." Repentance and remission of sins had to be preached in his name to all nations. That's to say, in the beginning of his service, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke about repentance, and at the end and after resurrection, when he was speaking to his disciples, he also spoke about repentance. Not only this, all of you remember that in the days of the Pentecost, when St. Peter started to speak after the Holy Spirit fell upon them, and the people were cut to their heart, and asked, "Men and brothers, what shall we do?" St. Peter said to them, "Repent. Repent and let you be baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." This is the first command. This is the first word the church preached and asked the people, "Repent and let everyone to be baptized. Repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted." This is St. Peter. Also St. Paul He said, now God command all men to repent, and mention that there is a grace of God. And this grace of God teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. It is not a matter of teaching the multitude and teaching the pagan and teaching the sinners, but also in the book of Revelation, we can read have there. A letter to the angel of the church of Ephesus. Remember from where you had fallen and repent. So repentance is very important. John the Baptist spoke about repentance. Our Lord Jesus Christ in the beginning of his service spoke about repentance at the end of his service and before his ascension to the heaven. He spoke about repentance. St. Peter in the day of the Pentecost spoke about repentance. St. Paul, and even in the book of Revelation, there was a command and a guide and an instruction for one of the bishops of the church, for the angel of the church of Ephesus, to remember from where we have fallen and repent. This to verify the necessity of repentance. Also, we can mention what is the risk, what is the dangers of not repenting. The dangers of not repenting is very clear in the words of our Lord Jesus Christ when he, in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 13 and verses 3 and 5, unless you repent, you will all perish. Unless you repent, you will all perish. And also, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke about the wicked vine dressers and how they will be destroyed miserably. Not only this, but all of us remember how God in the Old Testament felt sad and he was sorry because he had created man, and his heart felt grief and sadness, and he decided to destroy all creations. This is the dangers of not repenting. And it happened that God allowed the great flood and all the creation, man and the cattle and all the creation had been perished except Noah and his family. We can also mention how the sin of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, how the sin was very, very great, and God decided to punish them. And we heard about brimstone and fire. The heaven rained brimstone and fire and perished all the citizens, Sodom and Gomorrah. And also the bishop of the church of Ephesus, he was warned that if he will not repent,
quickly and remove your lampstand. This is to verify that repentance is very important and there is danger and risky. If there are risks and dangers, if we neglect, if we ignore repentance, if we despise repentance, at the third point I will speak about the blessing of repentance. Some may believe that a sinner, when he repents, it is something concerning himself. He will get benefit for himself. And I will reveal to you now from the gospel that repentance is not an issue which we feel here on earth only. But the sinner man, any sinner person, when he repents, the effect will not be restricted here to the earth. Not only the people will feel that X or Z have been or have repented, but the heaven itself, the angels, the archangels, and God Himself, all the heaven feel and rejoice. This is the blessing of repentance. It is not a matter of me only as a sinner to repent, but the sinner who so many people despise him as a sinner, he can make joy and gladness to fill the heaven, the angel, the archangel, and God Himself. For our Lord Jesus Christ says that there will be a joy and rejoice in the heaven for one sinner, over one sinner, more than 99 just persons who need no repentance. What blessing is repentance? Repentance is honored and blessed because it can make all the heaven and all the angels, there will be joy and rejoicing in the presence of the angels. This is very important point. That's why it is written in the book of Jeremiah that they will come with weeping and with supplication, and I will lead them. I will turn their mourning into rejoice. I will give joy to the virgin, make them rejoice up to dancing, and the old and the young men will rejoice also. This is the rejoice of repentance in earth and heaven. And here in this gospel, we heard about how the father was waiting for his son, and while the son was still a great way off, his father saw him. His father saw him, has compassion, ran, fell on his neck, of the Father, while the Son was a great way off. He saw him. God is waiting for me. God is waiting for you. God is waiting for everyone, because you and me, as sinners, all of us are very precious in the sight of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are very precious. You are very precious up to you have been brought. You have been bought, not by gold, not by silver, not by money. You have been bought at price. And what is this price? It is His own blood. It is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the blood of the Son of God. In order to confirm how precious you are, how honored you are, how God is waiting for me and for you, how you shall be glad when you come. When you come and you feel that, or sometimes I feel, I cannot come to you, my Lord. I am very dirty. I am sinful. I have committed so many sins and iniquities. I feel shame. But the Holy Spirit revealed to us today that our God is waiting me and waiting you, and He is able to clean you and clean me, to sanctify you. He will embrace you and give you a big hug. He will fall on your neck and kiss you, because you are very precious in His sight. This is the blessing of repentance. This is why we are not allowed to postpone repentance, or despise repentance, or to ignore the invitation of repentance the Church offers to us every day during the Great Lent. This is the blessing of repentance. And what about the feasibility of repentance? Is it feasible for me and for you? Let me and let you see with me. What did this Son do? He did nothing. He did nothing. He did no effort. He didn't pay money. Just He came to Himself. And He arose and came to His Father. That is all what He did. My beloved, repentance is at hand for you and for me and for each one. Just He came to Himself, arose and came to His Father. And believe me, if you did not come to Him, He will come to you. I can remember that there was a blind man called Bartimaeus. He could cry to our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy on me. He could cry, and he take the sight from our Lord Jesus Christ. But there was a man who could not cry, could not move, laying on the pool. Our Lord Jesus Christ went to him and healed him. Not only to that man who was lying at the pool, but he went to the dead man. He went and stood in front of the tomb. And with a great voice, he cried, Lazarus, arise and come out. If you do not come to him, he will come if you hear her voice, not to harden your hearts. And at last, my beloved, and to encourage everyone, and encourage me with you, our Lord Jesus Christ accepted all the sinners who came to him, whatever their sins. He accepted even the thief who lived as a thief all over his life. He accepted his repentance. Not only this, but he gave him a promise to be in the paradise in the same day. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. He accepted the repentance of the sinner woman who came behind him and started with a plenty of tears to wash his feet with her tears and to wipe them with the hair of her head. And she was kissing his feet. And she heard this very beloved statement: your sins forgiven. Your sins have been forgiven. Your sins forgiven to you. This is our Lord. Even the woman who was caught while she was committing adultery, our Lord Jesus Christ accepted her, and he said to her, I will not condemn you. Go in peace, but don't sin. This is our Lord Jesus Christ, and there are many, many models and many, many examples to affirm and confirm how our Lord Jesus Christ accept and has a compassionate heart, to the extent that he say, surely, surely, in the book of Jeremiah, I will have mercy on you. Surely, I will have mercy. He is waiting for me. He is waiting for you. He gave forgiveness to all the sinners who came to him. And he is waiting all of us to please his heart, to please his heart. And also, he will not get the pleasure for himself. Yes, he will be pleased when I come to him as a sinner, repenting. He will be pleased, but not only this. He will return to me pleasure and joyful life and make me his son and give me what he promised to all his saints, the everlasting life and eternal life which he prepared for me and for you and for everyone. May God lead us during these blessed days. Lead us to the life of repentance and bring each heart to himself in a repentant state, situation, and this heart to be cleaned and to be sanctified and to be a place in which God himself dwells and bless. Glory be to God forever. Amen.